Oh, no one ever thinks about the crew below the decks. They're drinking and they're partying and having lots of sex. They cook and clean and serve the rich with a smile all day. But when the richies leave the ship, the yachties get to play. Yo-ho, 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 yo-ho. We're heading up the gangplank and going down below. Bravo!
Hey, gang. Welcome back to another Gangplank Report. It is time for the OG with KG, comedian Kathy Gilmore, the queen of Below Deck. How are you, babe?
Hello! How's it going?
It is going good.
I wonder if anybody thought there wasn't going to be anything to talk about once Camille left.
They were wrong.
They were dead wrong. Yeah. So let's start. We, of course, open the episode with Ross, I wouldn't say feeling the regrets of his behavior the night before. I don't think he has regrets about anything in his life.
I agree.
But I laughed out loud when the only thing he could remember was the crunchy fish.
Yes.
Is that a typical guy or what? I know nothing about the emotional upheaval I caused, but man, that fish was dry.
Yeah. Hyper-specific blackout recall.
Right? Exactly. Yeah, that was so funny. On the flip side, yeah, I got the shudders again because his whole, like, I'm a sex addict. It's such a cool vibe. It's just gross. It's so gross.
It is. And I was reading Twitter today, and there was a Twitterer named I Demand Pockets, and she put, it's no coincidence that you can't spell gross without Ross. I was like, that is perfect.
That is such a great summary of this dude's, and I'm using air quotes, character.
Yeah.
And by the way, sex addiction is an actual thing.
Yeah.
To use it as an excuse for your behavior is really weird. That's like a murderer being like, well, I am addicted to killing people.
Right.
It's just weird. And had he actually maybe shared his sex addict thing with Katie, she might not be on board.
Yeah. I have to say I'm losing my sympathy for her a little bit, though.
Oh, my God. Yeah, of course.
When you walk past a red flag that's as big as Texas, then I kind of lose faith in your decision-making process.
Yeah, like she said, the direct quote from her, you know, I learn from it and I move on. And I'm like, well, except not so much. It's kind of like my own personal motto I have, which seems to be live and don't learn. It's like, sweetie pie, and you, when she said it, you have that secondhand cringe factor because you know she's going back to him. Even if we didn't get a hint of that in the preview, we knew he would just Austin Powers her up. Like, yeah baby, sorry. Oh, it was so gross.
It was so gross.
I can't. And then the whole thing with, like, they kind of flashed, this is like maybe an odd time to talk about it, but it ties in with Alyssa last week about saying how she doesn't believe she did anything wrong and sort of putting it all on Katie for some reason. And then when she was on Watch What Happens Live, she kind of doubled down on that.
Yeah. I normally don't watch, but you've got me to the point where I'm at least watching the Below Deck ones.
Yeah.
And I was shocked when she put it on Katie.
I was like, how is this her fault? And again, and Katie's doing that thing that girls sometimes do, especially younger girls, where she's sort of blaming Alyssa for it rather than blaming Ross. When Ross is the problem.
Correct.
Not saying Alyssa's innocent in this whole mess, but Ross is the problem. And that always bugs me with people. Like,
me too. Yep.
Your misplaced anger there, you need to direct it where it's supposed to go, for crying out loud.
Right.
But I just thought that was all, dealing with that stuff was just gross. And I saw people on the Twitters upset that he and Katie were snuggling in the tender during, quote, work hours. This is a day before the charter, a whole day before the charter.
Right.
There wasn't, I didn't find anything wrong with them having like a 5-minute conversation in the tender. And
no.
People get so freaking sandy about stuff where they nitpick, you know, you're looking for things wrong now. Mm-hmm. And ironically, they don't like that about Sandy, which we'll get to in a little bit. But I didn't find anything at all wrong with that. And I have to say, I can separate Ross the bosun from Ross the terrible man slut and say that he seems to be an excellent bosun.
Agreed. Yeah.
I feel like he's probably one of the best we've seen.
Right.
He seems to have really great communication with his crew. I love the fact that he went over the preference sheet with them.
Mm-hmm. I don't think we've ever seen that.
Ever seen that. When it came time for the bonfire, he had it written out for those guys. Hey, you're going here, I'm going here, which is great because we're dealing with a lot of people too on these yachts with crews that like English, not their first language, right? So maybe mm-hmm. sometimes it takes a second to connect what they're hearing. So what a great way to communicate, write it out so that they can see it. I'm really impressed with him, I have to say, with his communication and his work ethic and how great his deck is, his deck crew is. And I feel like you can attribute that to Ross 100%. And Sandy praising them is not wrong.
It's not wrong.
But she, yeah, she's got a hard on for that freaking interior. Yeah. So that's what I have to say about Ross for the most part this week, I think. He's an F boy.
Yes, he is.
He admits he's an F boy.
Katie figured it out too. That's exactly yeah. what she called him this week.
Yeah. Except she doesn't seem to actually believe it.
True.
She just doesn't seem to kind of get the memo, as it were, yeah. about him.
If it had been a long-term relationship that she was trying to salvage, it would make much more sense to me. But it is what it is.
I feel like, too, this is one of those, remember, it's on TV. What we're seeing Ross doing and what we're hearing Ross saying is confessionals, Katie's not privy to at that time.
Valid. That's a good point.
Right? So he's probably just literally charming the pants off of her. And I think Ben or Tony even said it. I get them mixed up all the time. That it's the hair. That he's just charming her. Mm-hmm. She's all mad and then he just goes and charms her. So I don't know. Just in... Come on, ladies of Twitter, like you have not been in that situation before where you still stick with that dude, even though he's showing you all reasons not to. I love all the glass houses all over the
place. I have been there and done that.
Yeah, exactly. We have all done that ad nauseum, probably. So, like, let's give Katie a little bit of a break there. So, Tyler, we didn't see too much from him, but my goodness, is he the sweetest.
Just a breath of fresh air. I really
like him. He really is. He mm-hmm. really is. I can't get over how tall he is, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think the hair adds, like, another 3 inches, but...
It's that spiral perm.
I know. They all, these boys and their bobs, I can't get over it. Like, it's hilarious to me every time I see it. But yeah, he's so sweet. I did love, we had a good little eye roll moment from him towards the end of the episode that leads you to understand that he does have more of a personality than we're seeing so far.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's going to come out a little bit. He does not seem to be working on deck at all.
No.
He seems to be strictly Stew, which I thought was interesting.
Well, do you think that's because by the time Camille left, Sandy had dropped the deck side of it and the deck was running smoothly? So she just basically plug and played him?
Yeah, I don't know. Because she called him a deck Stew.
Yeah.
And she told Fraser and Ross to figure out his schedule. So mm-hmm. perhaps there's some conversation we missed
yeah.
between Fraser and Ross, because they seem to have great communication. So
yeah,
I do. Think we just didn't see that maybe happen.
Yeah.
Haley, I love. I wish she would get more time. Yep. I think she's so funny. I love, you can see the maturity with her where it's like, this girl is talking to me in a way I don't like. And rather than react, I'm going to just let it go and let this girl show her true colors. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
So that's what we're seeing. I called this ages ago.
You did.
That when Camille left, we're going to see who Alyssa really is. And it ain't pretty.
It isn't. I mean, she's gorgeous, got sass for days.
Yeah, her poo doesn't stink, does it?
No.
She is just something this week. Oh my God, Haley seems to be fantastic, and you're calling her a gross, dirty bitch?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And then bossing her to clean your bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what was that?
On Watch What Happens Live, she said that they were taking turns and it was her turn. I don't know the validity of that. That's just what mm-hmm. she said. But that was how she explained it, that each one of them was doing it once a week.
Okay, fine. That's all well and good. But ask her to right. do it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tell her to do it. You are roommates in this situation.
Right, yeah.
You're not the second stew. You're roommates.
Right.
Be kind. You have to live with this person in this tiny space.
Mm-hmm.
That's what pissed me off. It was her whole attitude about it. And
mm-hmm.
I mean, I love Fraser, but he keeps getting this horrible feedback about Alyssa and he keeps witnessing it, yet he continually does nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
I have such a disconnect with Fraser about it. Like, I love him. I stan him. I want him to come back. I think he's so great in a lot of ways. And I know it's his first time being Chief Stew, but what the hell? What do people have to say and do to make him understand that Alyssa is an issue?
I think that he did try and talk to her in the meeting that she walked out of. And I don't think he had a backup plan. That didn't go well. Let's go to plan B. I don't think he had a plan B. And that's a problem.
Well, that meeting that she walked out of, correct me if I'm wrong, but that meeting was really about Camille and Camille leaving. It wasn't about her.
I think that he was starting to get into their strengths and what they needed to do and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And the second it got brought up was when she walked out. I don't even think he got a chance to get into it.
And that's now 2 charters ago, 4 days ago or whatever.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
You need to come up with, okay, talk to her one-on-one then and
right.
find your moment. Don't just ignore it.
Yeah. The phone moment to me, because he's been so passive, seemed like 180 out.
Yeah.
And it could almost confuse the situation more, if
sure.
that makes sense.
Yeah. No, I agree with you, because he had an overreaction to it.
Mm-hmm.
He should have asked her, I can't have you on your personal call in the guest area. Please hang up.
Mm-hmm.
Not just like a whirling dervish through there. Like,
right. mm-hmm.
okay, there's a way to handle it. And the reason he handled it like that is right. So typical. Again, we've all done it. I am upset about A, but B happens, so I'm going to yell about B.
Right.
When that's not the issue. The issue mm-hmm. is A. So I feel like he's doing quite a bit of that. Oh, Fraser. And I love him so much.
Yeah.
I feel like the combo with Rachel and Fraser pre-charter, I actually don't have an issue with that. Again, people had an issue with that. I don't have an issue with that. I thought it was good to have that. Hey, listen, this is how I see service going a different way. It's not working. What about this and this? Now, later on, when she comes at him as if she's his boss, I didn't like that one bit.
Yeah. I'm struggling with the whole situation. I'm going to let you go through your thoughts, because mine are all tied in together
mm-hmm.
because there's multiple dynamics affecting
yes,
it. But I understand what you're saying completely.
Yeah. And I'm trying to take it like what we see, right? All mm-hmm. we can base things on is what we see. And it's a lot of miscommunication and not direct communication.
Right.
And if you look at the deck team, Ross has direct communication with his crew. Ross has direct communication with his boss, Sandy. Now, what's happening is Sandy is being a little gossip girl, running mm-hmm. around the boat instead of addressing Fraser directly.
That's the dynamic I was talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
And by the way, she knows his name is pronounced Fraser. She is pronouncing it Fraser in a very microaggressive way when she's upset with him.
Sandy using microaggression?
I know. Yeah. I know. He has issues. He does.
He does. There are things he can improve on.
Absolutely.
What I said on Twitter was the main difference for me
in how Rachel responded to her constructive criticism and how Fraser did, is she took Rachel aside privately, one-on-one, gave her a specific, you shouldn't be doing 8 courses, you should be doing 3 courses. Right. So it was actual feedback and telling her what she was looking for.
Well, I can break it down for you quicker. The what happened with Rachel and Sandy, that conversation was constructive criticism. Mm-hmm. What's gone on with Sandy and Fraser has been just criticism.
Yeah, I agree. And the other end of that was that with Fraser, it was one, subjective, two, it was vague, and three, she did it in front of his peers.
Yes. I don't have a problem with the subjective part because her viewpoint is the only one that matters in the work situation.
But when it's so vague and he's not on the page, you need clarification.
Right. And she even said in one of her talking heads, you know, I just want everybody to meet expectations, but you haven't given them any expectations.
That's my point. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I'm stunned by it. It's like, did Sandy, this might be the key to everything. Mm-hmm. Maybe a Chief Stew at some point in Sandy's life murdered somebody in her family. And she's carrying all of this with her every flipping season. I went back to look up just so I have my facts straight. So we had Hannah, right? Mm-hmm. For 1900 seasons with her. And she hated Hannah, wanted her gone. Finally resorted to this BS thing to get rid of her. When we all know Hannah, kind of a sucky Chief Stew. And if you had just let that play out, she would have been gone. But anyway, then Bugsy took over and she liked Bugsy, but it was more like an ass kissing situation where Bugsy was just puckered up the whole time.
Right.
And it was like a half. I don't think Sandy treated her like a Chief Stew.
Mm-hmm.
And then Katie Flood, remember her, that next one that was overworked. Sandy wouldn't guide Katie in the Lexi situation. She wouldn't give her feedback on Delaney. She's just figure it out, and then criticized her when she couldn't figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then Natasha, well, she was just the worst. So whatever Sandy said, I agree with.
And I find that that's my problem. When she's going against someone who I already have a problem with, I can see her point of view. And so I think that she's changed. And then when she goes against somebody and I can't figure out her reasoning, then I'm like, well, has she changed? And I just end up in this big confused state every time. Sure.
No, I get it. I totally get it. And it's just this weird thing she has about the Chief Stew. And she's like that person, like we've all had somebody that's annoyed us, right? And it's like the second you decide that you are not cool with them personally, every single thing they do bugs you,
right?
And that's the situation right now. I feel like next week it's going to be Fraser, that breathing in and out and in and out, knock it off. You know, that's what it feels like. Nitpicky to death. And again, she does have legit reasonable complaints about Fraser, but why she suddenly feels the need to not address them, beyond me. I don't get it. Instead, she's just lashing out at him like a child, which is what she did with Hannah that season. Not even the last season, but that season when she was dating that little
season 4
younger Conrad.
Yeah.
She just was mad about that. So she just lashed out and without explanation. And that's a bad leader right there. Yeah. I don't know that there's a chapter on lashing out instead of communicating in her book.
I really don't understand why she's communicating through Rachel. That has me so baffled.
Stumped. I'm so stumped by that. Fraser has some issues, but I feel like he could get through them if Sandy would give him the simple human courtesy of sitting down with him and going over her reasons for feeling the way she does.
Yeah.
I don't want to jump up and down on Fraser because I love him. But when Sandy comes at him like that, that's his boss. He just needs to say, yes, okay.
Yes. He just needs to say, yes, Captain, and figure it out on his own.
And move on and then talk to her about it another time. Because don't forget, Camille back-talking him, Alyssa, like, he doesn't like that. Mm-hmm. And it's the same type of situation. Even though you know that that person is wrong, your boss is wrong, all a boss wants to hear is, yep, okay, got it. And then you can talk about it later on.
Yeah. And I get that. I do understand how he got defensive, especially when she called out about the luggage over the radio and mischaracterized what he was doing because he had already spoken to the primary.
Right. And guess how that could have been avoided? Ask Fraser about it. Don't talk to Ross about it.
Exactly. And that's the problem. It's really frustrating. It's really giving me shades of season 5. Yeah. And I was annoyed watching it.
I know. I was too. I was like, oh, she's burning my britches here. She's bugging me. She's really. And I was a Sandy hater. And I came into this with an open mind with her. Mm-hmm. And it's just shocking because she's so great with how she handles Ross and how she handled Camille and how she handles Rachel. And then this very important position. I don't know. I think she thinks Chief Stews are expendable or something.
She does. I have felt that for a very long time. I think the gist of it is she doesn't respect that position as much as the way she came up.
Yeah.
Which was in the deck crew.
Right. And all captains are going to see the deck crew more than other departments because just the simple nature of the job. Mm-hmm. But that's all the more reason to, I don't know, let them just run their departments. Oh, I can't. I think next week is going to give me a stroke pretty much because it's not good. And some of Fraser's Twitter last night was hard to read because he knows that she didn't like him.
Yeah.
And that's tough.
What's frustrating is watching her confessional saying this isn't about tearing somebody down and then watching her repeatedly do it. Exactly.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't like that at all. It was like, it's like she's treating him like a dog. She's just going to keep whacking him on the nose with the newspaper rather than taking accountability for the fact that she's causing some of these problems.
Right. Yeah.
If you don't want the dog to shit in the house, take it out once in a while.
Yeah. And honestly, there are things that he can improve on.
Yeah.
You would expect that anybody who's chief for the first time, you would expect that there are things that they need to learn. So he needs to realize that he's not coming into it knowing everything.
Right.
But I had someone tweet about how Ross and Rachel dealt with her in a much better way, which is true. But they're also a decade older than him. And they've been in managerial positions for a decade longer than him. And those are things you learn. So grace can be had on both sides. I think Fraser gets a little grace. And I think Captain Sandy gets a little grace because some of the stuff she's heard come out of Alyssa's mouth, I would be thrown off my game too if I heard somebody say that about
me. Well, that's what I felt the luggage thing was about. It wasn't about Fraser. It was about Alyssa.
Yeah.
And again, that's the getting mad at, you're mad at A, but B happens, and that's what you lose your poo about. Yeah. So, yeah. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this plays out. I didn't think I'd want Captain Lee to come back this badly.
Yeah.
But yeah, I want him back.
So do you want him back before it's resolved, or would you like to see it be resolved?
You mean Fraser and Sandy? I don't think it's going to be resolved.
Yeah.
I just don't think so. I think Sandy, I mean, I was laughing when she was talking about how Fraser can't admit when he's wrong.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello, pot.
Hello.
This is the kettle.
Holy mother of God, woman. You're the queen of that.
Yeah. She can't distinguish, I don't think, between excuses and reasoning and clarification.
Yeah, I mean, I get that.
She just wants yes, Captain. That's what she wants to hear.
Yeah, and I agree with her on that. I don't want to keep hearing, oh, it's this or that or this or that. He should just say yes, Captain. That's it. And then after the guests are gone, whatever, and they're private, not in front of the whole freaking rest of the crew, have a conversation. Okay, when this happened, it was because of this and this. And what would you like me to do in this situation? And blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then we didn't really talk about the guests, but like, mm-hmm. I love these women. I feel like I'd be friends with them.
Yeah. They were cracking me up.
They were cracking me up. And those are the moments we love, right?
Right.
The lighthearted moments and all the rest of it. I do have some advice for, I can't believe Ben wasn't telling this woman how to paddleboard correctly. It's what I do for a living. So let me give you all some advice. When you're trying to stand up on a paddleboard, don't look down. That's all he had to tell them. Don't look down. Find
a spot on the horizon. Look ahead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That kind of bugged me. I'm like, just look straight ahead. Just tell her that. That's how, honestly, the one thing people need to hear that fixes that falling down problem most of the time.
I thought the guests were great. The 24-hour charter thing seems very rushed to me. We've got it on Below Deck Adventure, and we're getting it now here. I don't understand the point of that.
I wonder if it's a lot of time, like a logistical issue. We've been getting it more since COVID.
Yeah.
So maybe it was supposed to be 3 days and it got knocked down, you know?
I don't know. What did you think about Tony being a fire dancer?
I mean, of course he was. That all tracks. Like, that's completely on brand for him. Of course he was a fire dancer. If you gave me like a list of people who I thought were fire dancers, he would be at the top of that list.
Yeah.
Right?
That's so funny.
I'm just glad he had his hair back for it.
Exactly. I'm glad he had the mini pony, the half pony.
Yeah. Don't set that hair on fire, friend.
Yeah.
And I love his little bromance with Ben. I mean, they're super cute.
They really are.
So it's a little reminiscent of the Giggle Squad, but not as good.
Not quite as good. But no. I am game for any reprieve from the drama right now.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. But we'll see what happens next week.
Yep.
I'm guessing more anger.
More anger, probably. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate it. And we will catch you next week. Be sure to give Kathy a follow. She's the Gilmore Girl on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok even, and you can also go to thegilmoregirl.com.
Yes, indeed. GILMOUR, people.
Yes.
Yes, that's important. And we want your feedback. Let us know what you're thinking. Let us know what you agree with. And we even want to know what you disagree with if you do it in a nice way.
Yes. I don't mind disagreeing. Kathy and I disagree on stuff, and we're still chill and cool.
Don't talk to Sandy at us.
Yeah. All right. Well, take care, everybody. We appreciate you listening, and we will see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Special thanks to our friends who helped us create Gangplank Report. Down Below music and lyrics by Angel Twitter Frail and Terry Abbott. Performed by Lorelei of Florida. Production assistance by Michael Castaneda. OG with KG. Contributor Kathy Gilmore. Now, walk the plank, you scallywags, so I can have me a clap of thunder. Bravo!